Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Jeremiah 8, 4 to 7. The prophecy of Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 4 to 7. Say to them, this is what the Lord says. When people fall down, do they not get up? When someone turns away, do they not return? Why then have these people turned away? Why does Jerusalem always turn away? They cling to deceit. They refuse to return. I have listened attentively, but they do not say what is right. None of them repent of their wickedness, saying, what have I done? Each pursues their own course, like a horse charging into battle. Even the stock in the city knows her appointed seasons, and the dove, the swift, and the thrush observe the time of their migration. But my people do not know the requirements of the Lord. My theme for reflection is when even the birds know better. When even the birds know better. If you have ever used a GPS that kept shouting, make a U-turn, while you confidently drove in the wrong direction, you already understand Jeremiah's frustration. At some point, even the most stubborn traveler must admit the obvious. If the machine, the map, and the passengers are telling me to turn around, perhaps I am not on the road to glory after all. Jeremiah 8, 4 to 7 is God's spiritual U-turn. U-turn alert to a people determined not to hear it. Do people fall and not get up again? God asks. Does one stray and not return? In any ordinary situation, the answer is obvious. When you fall, you rise. When you lose your way, you correct course. Even the migrating stock, turtle, dove, and swallow know when to turn, when to return, and when to shift direction. But Israel, God's beloved covenant people, refuses the most basic instinct of spiritual life, turning back when we are headed toward harm. The problem Jeremiah diagnoses is not ordinary human weakness, but stubborn spiritual inertia, a refusal to acknowledge wrongdoing, a commitment to self-deception, and a communal momentum that pushes everyone like a horse plunging headlong into battle. It is a heart-breaking portrait of a people who have forgotten how to blush, how to question themselves, how to return. But God does not respond with cold detachment. Jeremiah is not only a prophet. He is a participant in God's grief. He feels the divine ache over a beloved people sprinting in the wrong direction. This is the prophetic burden, not merely to declare truth, but to suffer with God over those who ignore it. As Carbath once said, to clasp the hands in prayer is the beginning of an uprising against the disorder of the world. Jeremiah's whole ministry is such an uprising. Truth spoken in love, judgment drenched in compassion. The prophet Ezekiel echoes this divine longing. Have I any pleasure in the death of the wicked, and not rather that they should turn and live? Ezekiel 18:23. The God who wants is the God who woos. The God who exposes is the God who invites. The God who sees our fall is the God who stretches out his hand to lift us up again. The message from this text is informing. We cannot heal what we refuse to name. We cannot return while insisting we are already home. We cannot walk in God's purpose while clutching illusions that all is well. But we are not abandoned. God's call to return is not condemnation, it is restoration. The miracle of grace is this. No matter how long we have walked away, the road home is always one step, repentance. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in my life am I resisting the spiritual U-turn that God is gently or loudly calling me to make? Number two, what forms of self-deception, denial, or misplaced confidence keep me from hearing God's voice clearly? And now our practical exercise for the day. Choose one area of life, speech, relationships, finances, habits, and pray. Lord, show me where I need to return. Write down whatever God brings to mind and take one concrete step toward change by the end of the day. Merciful God, you see our paths more clearly than we ever can. Teach us to rise when we fall, to return when we drift, and to listen when you call our names. Free us from stubbornness, soften our hearts, and grant us the courage to turn toward life. As even the birds know their seasons, reach us, teach us to know your ways, and restore us by your grace. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.